We've got some great entertainment right here in the Queen City starting this weekend. It is the opening of a brand new production at Penobscot Theater Company of what sounds like a wonderful play entitled Queen. And joining us in studio, the artistic director at Penobscot Theater, Jonathan Berry. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, Rich.
Wonderful to have you with us. And the director of this show, all the way from Chicago, Kaiser Ahmed. Kaiser, thanks for coming.
Yeah, glad to be here, Rich.
And we established that you two guys have got a pretty good history here, going back to even before the Chicago days.
Yeah, well, I think we met in Chicago. Kaiser formed a company with two great compatriots. Mm-hmm. Jackalope Theater is in its 15th season, doing new American work, and we worked together. They hired me as a freelance director, gosh, almost 10 years ago, so that was, I think, the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John directed a brand new play called The Casuals that one of our company members wrote. It was fantastic. And 10 years ago, if you can believe it.
Wow. Well, it's good to have you reunited. It feels so good here. Tell us a little bit, Jonathan, about Queen. It sounds like such a terrific show.
It's a remarkable play by Madhuri Shekhar. And she has written a play where two sort of budding scientists who are in their graduate studies have been doing 7 years in a bee study looking at trying to sort of solve colony collapse disorder. And they're at the point where their career is about to take off with this big published article. And just when they are ready to sort of bask in the glow of their great new life, they get a data set that comes back and starts to sort of affect the results. So it sort of throws them into a great question of, gosh, do we sort of stick by our scientific principles, or do we publish this with maybe a little fudging of some data, because we know that we feel in our bones that the answer that we've arrived at is true. So it really asks some great questions about sort of scientific integrity. It also asks some great questions about friendship and what's important. And what I love about the production is that I think Kaiser has really sort of put the focus on the relationship between these two ultimately friends who really are struggling with this particular moment. I think it's a very smart play. It's a very funny play, and ultimately a very touching play. I think Kaiser's done a really wonderful job bringing all that to the fore.
And sounds like a pretty timely play as well when it comes to people questioning the validity of science.
Mm-hmm, very much. You know, it's very much a play that's about the drive and the drive for truth, seeking truth. How do we define what is truth? And that is the big question, I think, so much on the minds of most people is, you know, what fact am I getting? What is the validity of this fact? How do I test that? Which is the scientific process, too, to test our conceptions of what the truth is. And so these two scientists are doing that. And though it is a play about the scientific process, though it is a play about the science of these bees, it's, like John was saying, it's truly at heart a story of two people, you know, what... All the science aside, what are we doing for each other as human beings in our friendship and our relationship? A very relationship-driven play that's not necessarily about love and marriage, that you would say. So I do love that about it. It's an in-depth, fully nuanced exploration of this friendship relationship.
Well, and a professional relationship, too, which I think is so fitting for these times when more and more people find that those work relationships are every bit, if perhaps not more important than whatever personal relationships they might have. The lines are often blurred between the two.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the validity of those relationships are as strong, if not strong as family relationships can be. And I think this is what this play is trying to put a finger on as well.
What drew you to the show?
I'm a big fan of the playwright, a huge fan of the playwright. I worked on a play of hers called A Nice Indian Boy as an actor, actually, and fell in love with the play and the playwright and had been following what she had been writing ever since. And so I was aware of this play when it was first written and had the chance to read a draft of it when it first got its world premiere in Chicago. But I did not get the chance to see the play, which... I'm pretty happy about now that I'm directing it and don't have that in my mind.
Right.
And able to, as a director, it's nice to have that fresh perspective on it.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jonathan, who's in the cast. We know a couple of local folks that people will be happy to see, and Amy Giroux and Frank Bachman.
Yeah, Amy Giroux and Frank Bachman, who, longtime friends of the theater will recognize as our box office staff. They both put in terrific auditions and put Jen Shepherd, who's the executive director, and myself in a very difficult position of, do we gut the box office staff for this run, putting this great talent on stage. So if you visit tonight and throughout, you will see Jen and I doing a terrible job managing the box office, so you can see Amy and Frank do a great job on stage. And they are joined by two out-of-town actors, Rahul Joshi and Karina Patel, and they are doing wonderful work in the roles of Arvind and Sanam.
Excellent. And who makes up the rest of the production staff?
The rest of the production staff, we've got a great collaborative team. So Sotirios Livaditis is our set designer. Jennifer Folk is our lighting designer. Stefani Gokoko. Azores Gokoko is our costume designer. And then our sound designer is Thomas Dixon. And they are doing great work supported by the Penobscot Theater staff. And we're really, really excited for this production, because I think that it's we are bringing in a lot of voices new to here, and they're being supported by our great Bangor community.
Speaking of new voices, Kaiser, how important is it to expose these new theatrical voices, writers, actors as well, but to hear from new people, because you've got the canon out there, but there's so much good new playwriting that's going on that doesn't always get a chance to be performed at the regional theater level.
Yeah, it's the great new era of new plays in America. Like, American playwrights are doing incredible work in generating new plays that are going to be a part of the American canon and considered classics within a few years, if you think about it. I think this play is one of them. I really do. It is as we are developing new American plays and showcasing new American plays across the country, it is all adding to this diverse, true, reflective, diverse perspective, reflection of America. And I think a lot of the plays that are coming out in homes and across the country contain this sort of American while also diverse, authentic story. That's what I'm seeing the most of these days, and especially in theater as a venue where people can come together and get out of their homes and get away from Netflix and come and actually connect with people in a space to see our world reflected on stage like that is really inspiring. New work is the only, for me, is the only way I'll go. This is what excites me the most. This is the work I want to do, as much as I love the classics, and I do. I can check off any day of the week. Mm. But what I'm most interested in is new voices, new stories coming out, because the caliber is just spectacular. I hope we can all make it to this one.
Well, and how exciting is it as an actor, as a director, as an artistic director, when you find a new talent like this and discover their work, and then maybe read another play and say, well, this is not just a one-shot deal. This is some real live big-time talent.
Electric, absolutely electric. And the playwright is South Asian, and I'm also South Asian. And as an artist who's been South Asian and in theater for a long time, to see plays that are representing that with characters who represent there and not necessarily about their South Asian-ness. It's just, here are Americans and they happen to be South Asian, and that's an important part of the story for them. That for me is my dream come true. It's been a lovely, lovely experience these last few years, especially seeing plays that show that do that.
And yet the story of their challenges are universal, and ones that people in any theater can sit, watch, and understand what they're going through.
Yeah, if you've had a close relationship with a coworker, you can connect to this play. If you have any interest in science, you can connect to this play. There's many, many access points to it. If you just like bees, you're going to love this play.
Yeah, we do. I think that there's something that is really beautiful about, yes, seeing yourself reflected on stage, but something even more profound when you see someone who I think does not necessarily look or necessarily sort of think like you do at the start, and then finding yourself reflected in that person. Mm-hmm. That, for me, in a world that is more divisive perhaps right now than it needs to be, it I think does a great lift on bringing us together and making the world a little bit more smaller, more connected.
But there's nothing more beautiful than sitting in a theater and discovering what you have in common with people you may have imagined you had nothing in common with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I can't wait to see the show. Now, you had, was it Pay What You Wish last night?
We had Pay What You Wish last night, so we have our first preview tonight. We preview tonight and tomorrow, and then do a big opening on Saturday. Now, we have a national partnership. Our community partner with for Queen is the Maine Science Festival.
Right.
That just finished up a great weekend of remarkable events, and we are sort of their headliner event, and we have a handful of really exciting talkbacks and post-show talks scheduled that they are helping us sort of curate. So if you have interest in beekeeping, if you're interested in honey tasting or doing that. And then we're also working with University of Maine to bring in some conversation about sort of immigrants in science and first students in science and about what the pressure is around that. So some great conversations that are sort of built throughout. And if you're interested in more of that, you can check out our website. But we've got, we're building out, I think, some really great community reaches that we're excited to share with this production.
That's wonderful. So how's your first trip to Bangor been?
Oh, phenomenal. Love it. I'm instantly at home. I didn't think, I was telling that to John, I think like I couldn't believe how quickly I felt at ease in the town and in the area. I'm eating my way through the whole town. I've covered most of the restaurants, but I got a few more to go to.
Excellent. Well, it's wonderful to have you here. We hope the show goes well. Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you, Rich.
And if you want more information, go to the website, penobscottheater.org. You can call the theater at 942-3333. Stop by in person and see what kind of a job John and Jen are doing running the box office
here.
Be
gentle with us. Please be gentle with us.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Really great to see you, Rich. Thanks.
Queen opening this weekend at Penobscot Theater Company in the historic Bangor Opera House in downtown Bangor.